I managed it on my own, and I ended up making everything worse. So,
but yeah, we would definitely agree with you that it has been a really crappy week.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. And again, I think most people have had a situation in their life where somebody decided they just didn't want to be here anymore and and did themselves in. And it's always, usually it's somebody that's got a completely untreated anger issue. I've done some research on this with therapists. You know, and what, in fact, depending on how somebody goes about it, it reflects in a major way the mental condition that drove them to, you know, go off the deep end, so to speak. But ultimately, as I was told, you know, it's your responsibility. And nobody can read your mind. Nobody can read your mind.
Yeah, you know, they have those, the BuzzFeed quizzes. What do you wish your superpower could be? And I have come back to that. You know, they always have my, you know, the ability to read someone's mind on there.
Yeah, oftentimes.
And I would click it every single time now.
I've heard it said, I work with some really great professionals that were guests on my show and so forth, both in Florida and in Chicago. And there was a line of thinking that when somebody says they're going to do it, they're reaching out. They don't want to, but that's the corner they feel they've been pushed into. The ones that actually make up their mind to do it don't give too many clues because they know somebody's going to try and stop them.
Well, and I can promise you at Delkin Tomlinson, as a wife and a mother, had we had any idea that something like this was going to happen, we would not have hesitated for 1 second to stop it. And that's the hurtful thing, is that people go on social media and they make comments and they make judgments without having all of the facts. And that's just, one, it's not fair to my law partner, and two, it's not fair to our firm, because anybody who's worked with us, that's been clients of ours, that's in the community with us, knows it's not about the money. Okay, we don't do what we do because of the money. It's because we genuinely care about our clients. Mm. And some of the things that were being said from people that were just watching, you know, the 10 o'clock news with the updates and didn't have all the facts were very hurtful and malicious, and people need to think twice before they turn to social media to attack complete strangers when they don't have all the facts.
Social media has become unsocial media in so many regards. I almost wish that it had never been invented. It's become a platform for crazy people in many instances. 4 minutes after 4 o'clock, we have Fox News, and then we're back.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM, Riverside Chevrolet.
Stand by for news
radio. Coming out on the world
stage. This has been going for decades.
Stop! Damn sun.
That's what's doing it, because we had no problems with it this morning. Ran fine.
See if I'd make any sacrifices to you again, Apollo. Messing up our radio signal.
Does God hate Fox News?
No, it's just, they say sunspots?
That's what Tom Jones, our engineer, told me. He said it was working fine in the morning. You were here.
Yeah,
working fine.
No problem at all.
And then when it starts up in the afternoon,
the sunspots.
That's what he said.
If not, maybe it's just
some sort of solar.
Yeah, something seasonal. I don't know. That's what I was told by her engineer.
Literally, it's so hot in the south that the satellites can't work. And the
radio news is melting. Fox News is melting.
We are not that lucky.
Well, this is true, because outside, it's a fact. At 4:06.
Broiling outside.
All right, today is an interesting day. By the way, we will be at Baumhauer's after the show. Dana and Jacqueline are going to join us, and we hope to see you there. We missed you last week, but it was the 4th of July. So we took one of our, we're usually there over the last 5 or 6 years. We've been there at minimum 49 Wednesdays.
Wow.
Yeah. It takes a major holiday in the middle of the week for us to shut it down. So we hope to see you there tonight. And since it is 7-Eleven, I think it's a good excuse to play one of our favorite little bits from Craig Ferguson.
You're familiar with the 7-Elevens, the convenience store, the 7-Elevens? Well, yeah, you know that. Of course, yeah, everybody goes there. What's up? I was turning into someone I didn't recognize there. The 7-Eleven announced today that they're coming out with their own brand of wine. Take that, you French 7-Eleven wine? That's classy for you. I love that. What kind of wine goes best with burnt wieners?
A good question.
I miss Craig Ferguson so much.
Yeah. We could use him in late night. I think he'd be a little bit different than what we hear. Stephen Colbert hasn't been funny in years.
Well, I love his whole deconstruction, absurdist take on the format.
Yeah.
That's actually what he said in his last show, and everybody's like looking at him going, what the hell are you talking about? Seriously, he has the format.
As I look at Joey, like what the hell are you talking about?
But no, I love Ferguson's approach. It was just absurdity.
Oh, you mean one of these?
I don't understand the words you just said.
I get it a lot. It's okay.
All right, so the big story this afternoon, England. And that'll teach you to float a baby Trump over the over the city of London. I think this is karma, man. I know there are websites that when something like this happens, it's because that idiot mayor over there just hates Donald Trump. And so they're out of the World Cup. And it's hard for us to understand here. I mean, I guess this is their Iron Bowl, except they only have it every 4 years. So when you're out, you're out. England's players fell to their knees in tears at the final whistle while millions of people watching at home were left weeping. Weeping after coming so close to getting to the final.
So it's exactly like the Iron Bowl.
Yeah, well, yeah, it can be. Yeah, yeah. There have been a few of those that caused tears.
Today's show is brought to you by Thursday.
No. We had a problem. We overrode some of the hotkeys.
Oh, no.
That key that just got overrode was the one where got a sec, Nick.
Oh, yeah.
Where Auburn ran it back 109 yards and won the Iron Bowl.
It was a great day.
I don't know what overriding hotkeys are, but I know that was a really good day.
That was a great day.
I didn't care for it all that much, to be honest with you.
Get over it. It was a great day.
It really was.
How many national championships have we won since you won yours?
I don't know.
Two, three?
I don't know.
I think it's about three.
Good for you.
And didn't you guys get beat by that one team from Florida?
It's true, yeah. I'm just saying that was a great day. We've had many great days.
Well, I have...
Obviously, we're gearing up for this.
I have the moment on a hotkey, because it's a... Even though it was not the result I wanted, it was a moment in sports that was so incredible, electrifying, as Mr. Electric would say. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to play it.
You know, last year, I was out of town. We were out of the country whenever Auburn beat Alabama last year. Mm-hmm. And my fiance is a huge Alabama fan.
Roll Tide.
And so we didn't sit, we didn't watch it, and so I really didn't give him any crap about it, and I was really respectful about it, but you want to know what happened when Alabama came back? Do you think I got the same respect? No.
Oh,
not
so
even a little.
Is this an inference that Alabama fans are irrational or unfair?
No, just mine.
Oh.
I would hate to make that generalization.
Yeah.
Wouldn't disagree with it, but I wouldn't make it.
No, I was talking about this with my brother the other day, and we're both, you know, Auburn graduates, so, and he actually worked and helped with recruiting, so he's a huge fan. And there's a difference between War Eagle and Roll Tide, because when somebody does, and you have to be honest here, even you Bammers out there, when somebody does something so stupid, and also in a way where you're like, that's so Alabama, what do you say?
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
So I think that's part of your example, that Roll Tide, I mean, it represents a good moment, like when you win a national championship. Sometimes it represents, well...
Dude! Explain further.
The proof that evolution goes backwards.
I'm enjoying here.
The proof that evolution goes backwards came to us this morning. This, and I actually think that this was done with the sanction of the husband.
Oh, no.
This woman was getting her car fixed, and instead of paying for it,
oh, no,
she said, I'll give you pleasure services. So
do people still do this? Like, and they still think they're going to get away with this?
Well, here's the thing.
What was she worth?
How much was the car repair?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, are we talking like a transmission here? Or are we talking like...
That's pretty high end.
I mean, you know, like, what are we talking about? Are we talking about a little
oil change?
Oil change,
Dana.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, he couldn't have been a very good mechanic, because any mechanic would know you don't turn the engine on in a vehicle with a garage door closed. There's this carbon monoxide issue. So her husband walks into the garage and finds the two of them no longer living, stark naked in the newly repaired vehicle.
Oh, no. That's awkward.
You know, but I'm just saying...
I have no idea what the tab was or what was done. She just said, how about instead of paying money for this, I don't know what specifically was offered there, but that's one of the weirdest
stories.
Well,
I think you know exactly what was offered there. Ugh.
Mm. Well, I mean...
still want to know what was wrong with the car.
I'll see if I can some additional information on that for you. After all, it is my job as a news person to dig a little bit deeper. We've got traffic and weather coming up. Liam Wetumpka will be with you in just a moment. Want to take a moment to suggest those of you who are looking for cars now. Yeah, we're right in the middle of summer and summer vacation, but many families are starting to plan for the departure of one to college, and they may need their own wheels. You've been able to get by until now, but if they're going off to school, you want to get them something that's dependable, that's not going to break the bank, because you've already got tuitions and things like that, other expenses to deal with, setting up a dorm and all the rest. Shop with confidence. Go to a place that's already vetted the car that you're interested in and signed off on an engine that's ready to deliver reliable driving miles in a car that's got a well-maintained body with a good vehicle history and a nice, clean, pristine interior. And that's what you'll find at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. They do not put their name on anything that has the potential to cause, you know, put them in a situation where they're reselling somebody else's troubles. So stop by and visit with Tip Tames and the team. They've got a number of selections, well under $10,000, well under $100 a month in payments, that look fantastic. They proudly display them with dozens of pictures. So stop by and see Tip and his team at 235 Northeastern Bypass, or visit them online at jackingram.com. They've got all the categories price-wise laid out for you there now. They've just reinvented their website. So it's very, very user-friendly in terms of searching for vehicles in a certain price range. JackIngram.com.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation after two women were shot and killed last night. Police say the shooting happened in the 4700 block of Narrow Lane Road just before 8 o'clock. No arrests have been made. Governor Kayabe says the state will no longer give jail food funds to sheriffs personally in the wake of criticism that some sheriffs profited large sums by skimping on meals. In a memo to the state comptroller, Ivey rescinded the state's policy. The money must now go to government accounts. A lawsuit challenging Alabama's lethal injection process has taken a new turn after eight inmate plaintiffs asked to be put to death by the state's new execution method, inhaling nitrogen gas. The Alabama Attorney General's office and lawyers for inmates submitted a joint motion to dismiss the litigation. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
And don't forget to watch us on the morning show on ABC 32 and CBS 8 around 6:40 every morning. You know what we did today? We played the baloney game with them.
Oh, really?
That's a game where I read the statement, Jay, Emily, and Rich all sell a different answer, and they have to decide who's telling the truth.
You're talking about truth or baloney, the board game.
Well, like, baloney was on sale or something. Greg was talking about at that food place he always shops at.
Mm-hmm. Food outlet.
Yeah. Food outlet.
He goes to Food Outlet every Sunday.
Yeah. 7:45.
It's his thing. Like, I listen. I know.
Thank you. Yeah, no, I am there. I emphasize this over and over and over again. I never ask my listeners to use a business or spend their money where I don't spend my own. And I have been a food outlet shopper every Sunday for 5 years now. And I do it not just because they support our show, but I've saved, I guess, in that period of time. And I'm being conservative now, just based on five departments where I've done price comparisons, because I do reconnaissance shopping.
I bet you do.
On my glass bottle Diet Coke, a six-pack at the chain is never less than $5.99.
Right.
At food outlet, it's $3.89. So I save $2 on those. That's $8 a week times 50. That's $400 right there per year times 5 years. That's $2,000 on soda alone.
The sweetened condensed milk, $1 a can. You buy it by the case.
Right.
$12 a case.
She's so good.
Does the soda thing say more about you or food outlet? Does that say more about them or you that you spend thousands of dollars on soda?
But people say, well, how can you say you save that kind of money? And that's
secretly listening.
I'm very good at that kind of math. In fact, the other folks on the morning show pointed that out, how quickly you win the $10 gift certificate, you walk out with 32 pounds of potatoes.
There you go.
And wow. I know that because 2 8-pound bags are five. It's 2 for 5. So 4 bags is 32.
Who doesn't need that many potatoes? I know I do.
Here's Lane with Tomka.
Afternoon, guys. We'll have to change your show name to Math in the Morning.
Well, you know, I was very good at practical math, even fractions. It's when they started mixing letters and numbers together that I jumped off the track.
Exactly. I'll be honest, I have not used algebraic formula. Maybe it's because of my lack of ability, but I financially haven't suffered from it, so it could be it. But I wanted to share a historical fact with the Auburn fans and then ask you a question, Greg.
Sure.
For the Auburn fans, I don't know if you know this, but the University of Alabama played their first college football game against a high school team.
It was a
Birmingham High School. They beat them 56-0. So Alabama fans realized they were going to have to go find stiffer competition, and the mobile home industry was born. But Greg, I wanted to ask you,
yes.
What did you think of Band of Brothers?
I have not had a chance to finish it yet.
Are we talking about the series?
Yeah, the HBO series. You're the gentleman that gave me that, correct?
Yeah.
If you were to walk into my bedroom right now, you'd find it on a stand where I have all of my to-watch DVDs.
Right.
That's something I want to save for like a real rainy day so I can watch it all day.
It's a binger, it really is.
But I have sampled it, yes, and I can't wait.
Awesome. Well, I was going to let you know the DVD trading group I'm in on Facebook, I picked up the second series. I'm just drawing a complete blank in it, but I'm saving it for you. It's where they're in the Philippines and the Guam and all that.
Oh, so there's a follow-up.
The one they did after it.
Is it called the Pacific?
That's it. Pacific, yes. Yeah. So I'll drop that by to you sometime in the next few weeks, but I just want to let you know it's coming.
I really appreciate it. Thanks. It's just because I have such a demanding schedule.
Believe it or not, I actually know one of the original Band of Brothers. Mm-hmm. They looked at him for one of the main parts. I mean, not for him to play the part, but for a part to be after him. And his name's Bradford Freeman, and he's this country. I say Columbus, Mississippi, but actually Caledonia, Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And he's got, you know,
I get those two cities mixed up all the time.
This cabiny looking house, and you wouldn't think it, and then you go in and he's got pictures of him meeting, you know, Prince Charles, and like him playing with the Queen's corgis. And
wow.
Yeah, I mean, they fly him everywhere, and now he's one of the, I think one just died, so he's one of like, last year it was one of like the 7 remaining Band of Brothers, and then now I think a couple of them have passed away, but it's amazing that this guy in Caledonia, Mississippi, you just like walk in and he's got all these just amazing things, and they fly him out and pay for all this stuff. And
we've been very blessed on this show. We always mark noted historical occasions, and on December 7th we play an interview we did I think about 4 or 5 years ago with a gentleman named Noah King, who was living in Georgia but was in Schofield Barracks when the Pearl Harbor attack broke out. And listening to him lucidly recall looking out the window and seeing the cement flying up off the ground as the Japanese planes were strafing the area right behind the barracks, and going into detail, recalling it like it happened yesterday. Those kinds of things give you the chills. There was a guy here in Alabama, too, that was featured, I think, in a PBS series that focused on four men who served in World War II. And he lived in a town south of here. I can't recall the name or the name, but maybe one of our listeners will know of who I'm speaking. But in that documentary series, he was one of four lives that they tracked, what was going on, what they were doing when the war broke out, why they chose the particular branch of service, and then following them through the fields that they served in. It's really amazing stuff. 4:22, we have traffic and weather together, and then we're back. Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson are our guests on News Talk 93.1 FM, and they'll be joining us tonight at Baumhauer's, and we hope you'll join us there, too. We could all use a lift today after watching all the wing nuts fly off around the country. It'd be nice to get together with some sane folk.
Afternoon, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Taking a look around the area this afternoon. Everything looking really good. 65 and 85 speed limit rides in both directions. The boulevard, a little spotty stuff around South Boulevard, especially over around Troy Highway. In the eastbound lanes going toward Troy Highway, watch out over there. A little bit of stuff on the southbound side of the Eastern Boulevard over between I-85 and Vaughan Road. Everything else around the boulevard looking pretty decent. Atlanta Highway looks really good, and the 31s are okay. Festival Plaza has it all. Stop by the Nail Studio, World Finance, ABC Store, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughan, a McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
The intense Alabama summertime heat will stay in place for the next few days. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s, heat index 100 to 105, plenty of sunshine, only isolated or widely separated storms around. Low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices, a little better coverage on those scattered afternoon and evening storms. And then over the weekend, low to mid-90s, more scattered storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of the tropics, and plus, when you take it on the road, it'll bring you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers understand you have choices when it comes to auto service and repair. But great value along with trust and integrity isn't easy to find. Visit one of our six locations for repair from certified technicians and tire values, like a $70 mail-in rebate on a set of select Michelin tires now through July 12th. Apply for our credit card and pay no interest for 12 months. Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers, where our service is always backed by a 12-month, 12,000-mile warranty.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, it's Courtney Force, driver of the Advance Auto Parts Chevy Camaro SS Funny Car. Whenever my team prepares our funny car for the next run, we're always thinking ahead, and so should you with Advance Auto Parts. Come in today and have your battery, starter, and alternator checked for free. There's never any charge for battery installation with purchase, and Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Visit Advance Auto Parts or any participating CarQuest Auto Parts today. Think ahead. Think Advance.
See store for details. Services available on most vehicles at most locations.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith. May God bless our glorious nation. I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn. Every child is a precious gift from God. I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now the really quick World Cup sports report for people who could care less about the World Cup. This morning, it's England versus Croatia. Yeah, Croatia. This has been the really quick World Cup sports report for people who could care less about the World Cup.
And for those who are really pissed off at England these days because of the way they've treated Donald Trump, or at least their twerpy little mayor has, I believe that's called karma. Have you noticed it's truly happened for world figures or sports figures like LeBron James? Did they win the NBA Finals? Did the Cavaliers win? I didn't think they did.
I don't think they lost in four.
There have been, everybody that's really gone off the deep end, not being just calmly critical, but just went berserk.
Mm-hmm.
Trump derangement syndrome, TDS as it's known in the trade. A lot of these people have had bad karma come back and bite them on the keister. And maybe that's what happened today in England. All I know is that they're sitting in big puddles of British tears because they got beat by little Croatia today. So it's Croatia and France in the World Cup final. This is Steve. Steve heard us talking about the gentleman in Alabama that was featured in that program.
Yeah, I believe you're talking about Dr. Eugene Sledge is from Mobile, is a professor at Montevallo. He wrote about three books, and I think the History Channel did a story on him.
There have been so many documentaries. I don't doubt the veracity of what you're saying, but the one I'm talking about was a guy. He served in the war, saw a lot of action, went back home to a small town in South Alabama, but it wasn't Mobile. Somebody out there must know who I'm talking about. People keep track of what goes on in this state. But it was a documentary that focused on four lives through the course of World War II in both theaters.
It's amazing because at Montevallo, when I was there, we had one professor who was on the Bataan Death March, one that was with Patton, and the other one quit high school, went to Canada, became a commando, and raided the beaches of Normandy.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. They had several others, too, but, yeah, there were some pretty nice professors there.
Well, I really appreciate the call. It's not... I'll do a little research during our next break and see if I can find out who we're talking about here.
Okay.
But thanks for the help. All right, it's 431-272-9228. Dana Delkin, Jacqueline Tomlinson are with us here this afternoon, and they will be joining us at Bombers, as we hope you will, too. What are some of the things when you get together, you guys specialize in representing men in matters of divorce, what are some of the things you would like to specifically address in that regard this afternoon?
Well, Dana, there's so much. I mean, there's. Sorry, my mic keeps going in and out. There's so much that we.
One quick question.
Yes.
As the economy improves, do we see the number of divorces increase, decrease, or does that have no impact if things are getting better financially?
You know, I think we're one of the weird areas of the law where, and really of the entire economy, where it's actually pretty stable because, you know, when the economy gets worse, obviously you think more people get divorced, but then when the economy gets better, they have the money to get out, so...
Mm. Yeah, sometimes I tell people it's cheaper to keep her because we don't really see an increase or a decrease in the clientele when the economy is good or bad, but we do see seasons of filing in our area of the legal world. For instance, a lot of people don't file around the holidays because nobody wants to consider going to court and doing all that during the holiday season. Mm-hmm. But what people don't understand is if you file during the holiday months, let's say October, November, December, well, then you're looking at having maybe your final hearing towards, you know, the beginning or the middle of the summer. If you file during the summer, that's when you're kind of looking at getting your situation wrapped up towards the end of the year, because there's a waiting game. There's periods of time where there's little to no action in your case, because by statute, you have to give people the opportunity to respond. So we see highs and lows, but I don't know if it's necessarily based on the economy. Tax season, though, like when people get their refund checks, we do see like an influx in new client consultations because people get their refunds and they have that, I'll say, extra cash kind of laying around that they can use towards getting themselves out of a bad situation.
Interesting. Thank you for the insight on that. I almost did a double take. I see the name Goose on the call board, but it's not my Goose.
Right. That's why I put that note with it.
Thank you. Goose.
Yes, and I was reluctant to call in, but I've had that name for 40 years, so picked it up in the Navy. So, but I'm not akin to you, I know that. I think the guy's name you're looking for, I'm thinking his last name was Payne, P-A-Y-N-E, and he was from Fort Deposit.
That's the guy. That is the guy. You are correct.
When he came back from the war, he went to all. He went through the whole. He started at Guadalcanal, I believe, and made it all the way through to Okinawa. Never got wounded, so he didn't have the Purple Heart or anything like that. But when he got back home, he went to register for school at Auburn. And the way one of the series ended, he was talking to the girl who was registering the people, and she was just one of the students. And she kept asking him, "Well, what do you do?" And he says, "I don't do anything. I just want to get in school." And she kept badgering him, kind of saying, "Well, you got to do something." And he got mad and leaned over and he said, "I killed Jeff." And that was his kind of story, the way it ended. Mm-hmm. He did end up going to Auburn and graduate.
Thank you for, because I didn't want people to think I was nuts remembering something that didn't happen or something I didn't see, but I appreciate you. Yeah. That's the guy I'm thinking about, Mr. Payne from Fort Deposit, a real hero, too.
Good story.
Thank you.
Thank you.
By the way, speaking of Auburn, Joey.
Yes.
This note just in, Joey.
Okay.
Maybe an Auburn fan says Roll Tide when somebody does something stupid, but of course an Aubie would say that.
Wait, you know,
done yet.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going on.
Honestly, I feel sorry for Tigers fans, says our listener. They just have to deal with disappointment year after year. Yeah, they get a moment here and there to cheer, but don't expect to win. They hope to win.
See, all the stuff about disappointment and loss, it takes a lot to make me cry. So, great, good try.
Hey,
I'm offended because it is a fact that...
Because Alabama fans don't sit there and say, after a dumb moment, "Oh, War Eagle."
Mm-hmm.
Like, that, it doesn't go both ways.
Right. Your friend got drunk and threw up on the carpet again?
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. People who go to Alabama do it. People who go to Auburn do it. People who didn't even go to either of those colleges who were from Bama say, Roll Tide.
But you know what no one says? War Eagle.
There you go.
In my neck of the woods, they say War Chicken.
Yeah.
Because of that little hiccup you guys did back in 1999 where you paid, what was it, $500,000 to not play us?
I was 11.
What was
remember.
I'm going to say I have no idea.
I'm not too sure I know that story.
Let me educate you.
Please
so,
do.
Back in 1999, Florida State was supposed to play Auburn in the opening game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
And the Auburn University paid $500,000 and backed out of the game because they were too scared to play the number one ranked Florida State. So shirts were made that had, instead of War Eagle, had the eagle crossed out and had a chicken. And they called them War Chicken. And so in my neck of the woods, people don't say War Eagle. They say War Chicken.
All the years I've been here, that's the first time I heard that.
Hey, listen. No.
But can you blame a college team for not wanting to play a professionally played team? I mean, you know Bobby Bowden was. I mean, everybody does it, too.
I'm just saying.
All right.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
You're welcome.
That was well done. I actually didn't know that.
Jimmy.
The program you all are trying to think about or remember was called The War. It was in a four-part series on the History Channel, and it's the one who had Eugene Flagg in it from the Mobile area. And it is an absolutely wonderful series, and it's out in video, so you can see it.
Gonna look for it, because I watch almost any documentary I can get my hands on involving World War II.
Have you seen that one?
That one I have not. I've seen the one with Mr. Payne from Fort Deposit, but not the one you're referencing. But you're the second person to call on it today, so
It's a wonderful program. I'll tell you what, I don't know where your station is located, but you're welcome to borrow my copy of The War and watch it. It's one of the best I've ever seen.
That's a very kind offer, except, as some listeners will testify, my ability to... When people leave things here, I have to ask them to leave it in the anticipation they may not get it back.
I can't have that.
Yeah, see, so while I appreciate the offer, I made a note. I'd rather order it from Amazon, because then I don't have to deal with the guilt of losing something somebody wanted back, which has happened once or twice.
Okay, I misunderstood. Check it out.
I appreciate it, and 438... For those of you who, it's pretty intensely hot outside.
Oh, yeah.
If you go outside, you look at your yard, and you see all that work, and you just don't feel like putting your health on the line to get it looking good, J&S Professional Landscaping, the Yard Groomers, call them at 202-8760. Ask John and Melissa Cato to take care of your house, large or small. Business or industrial property. They do a phenomenal job, charge a fair price, and work their butts off. Endorsed wholeheartedly by
War Eagle.
Mommy the Swami. Take her word for it. They did a fantastic job for her. 202-8760 for J&S.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Got an accident to tell you about. It's on Taylor Road right at Everett, so be careful over that way. Everything else looking really good. Don't see a whole lot on the boulevard. Atlanta Highway's looking real good. Don't see anything on the interstate systems to give you any problem other than a little bitty slowdown over between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway on 85 northbound. It doesn't matter what you're looking for, Ford, Chevy, Honda, Hyundai, or Toyota. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter has it, or they can get it. Reinhardt Toyota Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
The Vance Law Firm on Atlanta Highway in front of Walmart. Come see us, or dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
The intense Alabama summertime heat will stay in place for the next few days. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s, heat index 100 to 105, plenty of sunshine, only isolated or widely separated storms around. Low tonight in the mid-70s. Tomorrow and Friday, we'll do it again with high temperatures in the middle 90s again. Triple-digit heat indices, a little better coverage on those scattered afternoon and evening storms. And then over the weekend, low to mid-90s, more scattered storms. Our weather app will keep you on top of the track. tropics, and plus, when you take it on the road, it'll bring you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rugs, traditional or modern, handmade or machine-made. Get them all at SE Rugs with discounts up to 70%. SE Rugs has over 35 years of experience and has relationships with rug makers all over the world. SE Rugs at 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery can get you the rug you've imagined and at a better price than you'll find at other local stores or online. Come see the hundreds of rugs in the showroom or bring in a photo. SE Rugs can get any rug you're looking for and will match the competitor or online price. They'll even buy or trade your old handmade rugs. SE Rugs has the highest quality rug cleaning service in the area and offers the only rug repair in the River Region. Leave it to SE Rugs to fill your home with the new rugs you've hoped for and to save the rugs you already love. SE Rugs makes rug shopping easy. Catch their current special, 8x10 rugs starting at just $100. 6377 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. Find them on Facebook or visit them online at serugs.com.
I'm lifelong Republican Rich Anderson, a candidate for our Court of Criminal Appeals. There's only one candidate in the runoff who's fought for crime victims in every appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. There's only one candidate who has any experience in appellate court. That's Rich Anderson. I'm Rich Anderson. I've kept dozens of murderers off our streets, and I've got the experience to get justice done in our Court of Criminal Appeals. Choose the right experience on July 17th. Choose Rich Anderson. Paid for by Anderson for Alabama. P.O. Box 2337, Montgomery, Alabama 36102.
I'm Judge Michelle Thomas, and I'm running for the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals. Did you know that 75 to 80% of civil appeals are family court cases permanently affecting the lives of children and families of Alabama? And I've ruled on over 13,000 of these cases. My opponent, she has never ruled on even one. July 17th, vote for the judge with a heart for families and children. Vote Michelle Manley Thomason, second on the ballot, but first in experience.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Judge Michelle Manley Thomason, P.O. Box 221, Fairhope, Alabama 36533.
I'm with Miss Donna at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, summer's here.
Summer's here, and it's here in full force.
Well, tell us some things you're getting ready for.
We're getting ready for Customer Appreciation Day, which will be in July, so keep listening. We are getting ready for the kids to go back to college and get those dorms and apartments.
Haven't you changed your basement some?
The basement, we've revamped it some, and we think you need to come and see it because we're proud of it.
So bring those trucks and load them up and get the kids ready to go back to college.
Absolutely. Really, we've got everything you need. We've got everything from the silverware to the dishes to the bedspreads to curtains, everything.
All right, Dot, what are your hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard, Montgomery.
70 and 97, the two numbers voters should know in the Republican runoff for Congress. 70 is the percent of the time Democrat Bobby Bright voted with Nancy Pelosi. Bright voted to make Pelosi speaker, and she rammed Obamacare down our throats with its crushing tax increases and painful cuts to Medicare. 97, the percent of the time Martha Roby votes for the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration, like tax reform, border security, and strengthening our military. When you vote July 17th, remember, Democrat Bobby Bright, 70% with Pelosi. Republican Martha Roby, 97% with the conservative agenda she shares with the Trump administration. In the Republican runoff, vote for the Republican. Martha Roby for Congress.
I'm Martha Roby, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Martha Roby for Congress.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There are those in this country that want to strip away your freedoms. This may be tough to swallow, America, but there are those that want to take your drinking straws. The right to carry, own, and use a straw is under attack by turtle-loving environmental wackos. Sure, they'll say it's just a straw. But what's next? Sippy cups? Travel mugs?
the right to drink itself. In 1775, Patrick Henry, while waiting for a caramel macchiato at a Virginia Starbucks, proclaimed, "Give me a straw or give me death."
Patrick?
Your inalienable right to suck a sugary carbonated beverage through a plastic tube, a right granted by our forefathers, by God himself, is being threatened. Remember, straws don't kill turtles. Turtles who don't know how to use straws kill turtles. A message from the NSA, the National Straw Association.
We went for a nice, relaxing dusk swim last night.
Yeah.
And there was a turtle in the pool. I didn't know they were around my neighborhood at all. We got him out. He's fine. But that was a little bit strange.
How big was this turtle?
A handful. He was swimming.
Oh, just a tiny turtle.
I also have fished out a turtle this summer out of a pool. We did it at summer. And so I volunteered at a summer camp, and the kids couldn't swim while the turtle was in the pool. And it took it. And the problem is like the pool was really cloudy, but it took us like 3 days to trap the turtle.
Oh.
I know. And it was like a snapping turtle. So you can't put kids in a pool.
Well, yeah. The only way you can get a snapping turtle's mouth off something it bites is to decapitate it, which you don't want to do in front of a whole bunch
of
kids.
Well, yeah, but now you know.
Rusty Aldrich has been waiting to talk to us, and then Joey is playing the role of Ojan Provocateur with Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson. We'll get into that next, too.
I'm good at it.
Hey, Rusty.
Hey, folks. I tell you what, all that War Eagle Roll Tide stuff is starting to sound like some fisticuffs might happen up there.
Hey, you never know.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Wait until September.
Hey, when I came in today, I wanted to punch something.
What'd you punch?
So far, nothing.
Okay, well, hold it in. I just wanted to call and give a wonderful wife shout-out to my lovely wife, Donna Kay.
Please do.
Okay, this morning, she's getting ready for work. I'm getting ready for something I got to do, and I had to come down this afternoon. I'm in Montgomery. Had to come down and take care of some stuff, and I just got finished. But this morning, I said, "What do you want to do about supper?" And she turns to me and says, "Well, it's Wednesday. Why don't you go to Baumhauer's?" And I said, "Without you?" She said, "Yeah, I'm going to go get my hair done. You just go ahead." And I'm like, "Okay, this is a trick. It's a trap or something." She's going to remind me later. But I talked to her a few minutes ago, and I said, "Well, I'm done." She says, "Well, why don't you go on over there to Baumhauer's, get you something to eat?" I'm like, okay.
So we're going to see you over there tonight, then.
I'm going to be fortunate enough to see you guys over there tonight.
Well, we'll look forward to it, Rusty. Thank you so much for calling the heads up.
Hey, have a good one.
All right. Dana and Jacqueline are going to be joining us, too. Now, during the last break, there was some discussion.
I essentially asked, are you jaded because you're divorce lawyers? And I also brought up like reasons for divorce, like early roots before marriage even begins. Mm-hmm. Where you're like, for instance, I brought up somebody gets pregnant. Oh, we got to get married.
Don't get married.
Why is that? You both seem pretty passionate about that.
Because you're just going to end up getting divorced later on if you shouldn't be married to begin with. You should get married to somebody because you love them and you want to spend the rest of your life with them. If you bring a child into this world, you can probably co-parent your child better not being unhappily wed. You can be better parents separate. But, I mean, you need to still go through the legal hurdles of getting your custodial rights situated, but you don't have to marry somebody just because somebody gets pregnant.
Just doing the right thing. This is 2018. Please stop doing that. Because, I mean, granted, you give us business, but just come to us first and let's do custody and not a marriage and divorce. And while we're talking about that, I've had people get married just so in a court case you're not just living with somebody and you're married.
It doesn't look any better that you got married yesterday.
No. Like that, believe me, it's not going to be the difference maker in your case that you went and had a shotgun wedding.
Well, we're happily wed, Dana, so.
Wink, wink.
Just kills me.
But yeah, like I did a deposition of somebody, and I did ask the question, you know, are you living together without the benefit of marriage? And that's just a legal term, and I of course expect a yes to that, and I got it. But those people went out and got married, like
the next day.
Yeah. Don't do that. Well, just because I ask you a question.
Well, and that can come back to backfire you, because a lot of judges, depending on your county, I know some of these judges that would look at that and say, well, that's kind of questionable behavior, because if you're willing to make that type of decision so rash, what other types of poor life decisions have you made on a whim?
And if we happen to be unsuccessful, like if you
happen to be... That's the format for my show, usually.
Unsuccessful for court, now you're married to this person.
And now we're going to have to do your divorce.
I've done that.
But another thing Joey kind of spiked a nerve on me is that I did want to give a little tidbit of something that's come up a couple of times in the last couple of weeks. I've had a lot of people have consultations that they've been served with papers for child support. Mm. Okay, here's the deal. And what the fine line of that little paperwork doesn't tell you is that if you say, well, yeah, this is my kid, I need to go do the right thing and I need to get on child support, great, commendable, let's do that. But if you go to court and you agree to be put on child support, or you don't agree and they put you on child support, there's custodial rights that attach to that that they don't tell you about. And in essence, you've given the other parent of the child primary physical custody. And it's very hard to change that if you want to go back for a certain visitation.
Well, and the thing about child support court, particularly in Montgomery County, we here in Montgomery County, when you just get a summons for regular child support, all right, you don't go to a big judge. You go to a referee,
mm-hmm.
okay? And it's a cattle call. And what they come up, there are literally...
hundreds of people.
In this room, and you're all sitting on little church pews, and you go in, and they tell you what you should pay. So they give you responsibilities, but they give you no rights. You get no rights of visitation. You get no joint legal custody where you get to have a say in what happens with your child. So you get the responsibility of paying that child support, but you don't get any of the rights that go along with it.
Wow.
So come to a lawyer. If you get served with court papers that involve you or your child, don't think, well, I don't mind being put on child support, I'm just going to go. Because 6 months from now, when things aren't going good and you're not allowed to see your kid, it's very difficult for us to fix.
Wow.
I know, but a lot of people don't know that it's scary, right?
Right.
But yeah, I mean, we'll be happy to put you on child support, but let's get some custodial rights to go with it.
Let's say good afternoon to Duke as we close in on Fox at 5. Duke?
Hey, how are y'all?
Hey, Duke.
I heard that last caller about his wife talking about going to Baumhauer's, but Joey got me in trouble with his, oh my. My wife, she'll get out of the shower or whatever, and I'll walk in, I'll say, oh my.
Wait, you learned that from me, Duke?
From Joey? Joey says, oh my. Yeah. And I'll say it, she'll bend over, I say, oh my.
Well, that's the proper use of the term, you're using it correctly.
But so. I feel like I can learn two ways.
She said, where the hell did you learn that?
I was going to say, is she creeped out or does she appreciate it?
I don't know, but anyway.
Well, that would be important, Duke, because if she's taking it the wrong way, that you may need to come to see us.
You might need, don't say it the wrong way.
Oh, y'all have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I mean, if she's your wife and she walks into the room...
It depends on you.
Naked. Say something flattering.
Holy cow.
You're something enthusiastic.
You're gorgeous.
That, right, that but too. Like, oh my. I'd be like, ooh.
But whatever you do, don't say.
You sure is ugly.
It's got to be, like, clearly a joke, but not in the way it's like, you got to make it work. You got to pick your spots.
There's definitely got to be context.
Right.
And, like, intonation in your voice,
exactly.
You do have to do it correctly.
Because that could be bad.
I feel like
bad.
You should be wearing a t-shirt that says, I survived till 5 o'clock today. One more hour to go. It's off to Baumhauer's. Brant McDonald will be joining us in a minute to run down. I didn't even look at the numbers. I saw some red earlier today, so I didn't look a second time. I already had enough bad news.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, home of the largest used car inventory in the area.
Hey, everybody. everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. That accident that we had on Taylor Road at Everett has cleared. No problem there now. And the little slowdown on 85 northbound between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway is cleared as well. Nothing on the interstate system so far this afternoon. The boulevard is looking really good for this time of the day. Atlanta Highway is all clear. Summertime on Lake Jordan is what living is all about. Bo Evans Realty can make your dream lake home a reality. If you want to buy a lake home or sell your lake home, call Bo Evans Realty. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
July is tennis month, so play some tennis today. It's in. No, wait, it's out. No, it's in. I'm telling you, it was out.
When the Washington swamp needed to be drained, Americans turned to political outsider and businessman Donald Trump to shake things up and give conservatives a voice. Now the Montgomery political swamp needs to be drained, and political outsider and small business owner Will Dismukes is ready to shake up state government and be a conservative voice for us. Will Dismukes is a father and husband, dedicated Christian and lay minister. Dismukes started his own flooring company and is working to create jobs and provide opportunity in his community. And as a business owner, Will Dismukes is following President Trump's lead of putting business principles to work for taxpayers. Dismukes will drain the swamp of career politicians and professional bureaucrats that keep government from serving good, hardworking families. A Christian conservative and political outsider with real-world experience, vote conservative Republican Will Dismukes for state representative on July 17th. Paid for by Will Dismukes for state representative. P.O. Box 680-806, Prattville, Alabama 36068.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Swamp star Twinkle Cavanaugh is lying about conservative outsider Will Ainsworth because Twinkle is the one who didn't support Trump. The truth? Ainsworth proudly supports Trump and campaigned for him against crooked Hillary, calling Trump, quote, the only choice for true conservatives. Here's Will Ainsworth 2 years ago on Trump.
Any Republican official who votes for a candidate other than Trump might as well wear a Hillary Clinton, I'm with her button to their polling place. 8 years of Obama have allowed socialism to take root in the United States. The milquetoast Republican officials who renounce Trump should put the needs of the nation ahead of their childish tantrums. Every Republican should join me in supporting Trump.
If lobbyist, career politician, bureaucrat Twinkle Cavanaugh will lie about Trump, what won't she lie about? Will Ainsworth, the pro-Trump conservative outsider Alabama needs.
Paid for by friends of Will Ainsworth, 7520 Browns Valley Road, Gunnersville, Alabama, 35976.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get...